Hi folks, this is Lauren Hunt with another episode of the Guitar Podcast. Thanks for tuning in again. This is episode number 30. To those of you new to the Guitar Podcast, I want you to know that when I talk about guitars, amps, pedals, and musicians, etc., I'm conveying my opinion from my experience over the years. Please email me at info@theguitarpodcast.net and chime in with comments on the blog. That's theguitarpodcast.net/blog. Last but not least, go to theguitarpodcast.net and sign up for email alerts. I promise I won't spam you with stuff. I'll just let you know whenever a new episode is out or a video or something cool like that. Today I have a hard time calling this episode 30 because this will be kind of a short episode. I say that and watch 30 minutes from now I'm wrapping up. That'd be funny, huh? Well, I'm going to apologize for putting out a late episode this week. I've been fighting a round two of a cold. I caught one about 2 weeks ago, and I got rid of it really quick. I thought, hey, that was cool. And then about a week later, I got this new one that's just lingering on and on and on. And, well, I would have recorded one earlier in the week, but my voice sounded really funny. And then I wanted to record one last night. I kind of sounded like I did when I was 14 and my voice was changing. Kind of like, I think, Peter Brady on the Brady Bunch. You know, that episode when his voice is changing and it's all over the place. It's kind of how I sounded. It was kind of funny. Maybe you would have gotten a kick out of it. I don't know. But I just thought I'd just save you and maybe my voice would be a little better tonight. So this is what you get. Hey, I wanted to talk about, I just wanted to wish everybody who celebrates Christmas like I do that a Merry Christmas. It's coming up real soon. This is Christmas Eve, as I record this. Just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and everybody who doesn't celebrate, celebrate something else, I want to wish you a happy holidays, and just hope that all your travels are safe, and that you have a good time, a nice restful time, and don't stress over the holidays. What's really important is the time you get to spend with your family and friends or to reflect on the year and so on. We had my side of the family's Christmas last week, and it was really nice. It was way, way too short, but it's always nice for us all to get together and all the cousins, basically my sister's kids and my kids get together and play around. They all play really well together and watch them open up their presents and be all silly about stuff. A really cool present I got that is related to guitars is a book called The Les Paul Guitar Book. It's a complete history of Gibson Les Paul guitars by Tony Bacon. And it's one that's been on my list for a little bit about the Les Paul guitar. But what's great about it is it starts out with basically an intro about the man, Les Paul, that many people know about the Les Paul guitar and how cool it is and iconic and just one of the best guitars of all time. That's just my opinion, of course. But, they may not know about the man and how awesome he was. If you listen to an earlier podcast, you hear me reflect that as well. You know, I've started reading this and it's really pretty cool. Eventually I'll probably get a list out there on the blog about like recommended books, and I would only put books out there that I've read that I like and things like that. Maybe even some like magazines I read that I really like. Speaking of magazines, it is the end of the month or coming up on the beginning of another month. So new magazines are coming in the mail, which is really cool. I just got the new Guitar Player magazine. I haven't thumbed through it yet, but I'm excited about that. I just finished up the latest Vintage Guitar magazine, and that was really cool. There's an article in there about Mick Mars from probably one of my favorite writers in the book, Wolf Marshall, and Fret Prince. And he's talking about, basically does a profile on Mick Mars, and he talks about something that I always thought about Mick back when I was a kid, that, he came into popularity in a time when everybody was trying to play really fast. You know, the shredder guitars were trying to keep up with guys like Eddie Van Halen, and the Shout album. You listen to it, Mick's not really playing really fast. He's not trying to do that. His riffs are really cool. That was what was really cool to me. And I liked the attitude behind the way he played on that album. And it just really floored me. I thought, you know, this is really great. And I love it that he's not, doing all the finger tapping and creating anything. Nothing against finger tapping from that era or anything like that. It was great back then. It's just that he separated himself from the crowd because he didn't do what all the other guys were doing. He was very focused on the rhythm part and everything. And I just thought that was really cool that Wolf pointed that out. Although I think that in subsequent albums that Mick did try to show how fast he could be and everything like that. And I just like, you didn't need to do that. Some cool bends here and there, and just keep it heavy, keep rocking. And I would have been perfectly happy with that. But anyway, that's something I really respected about Mick on that album, was that he didn't, try to cram as many notes as he possibly could in. It was all about, he was really focused on the song. We've talked about that before, that if you're taking away from the song, it's really, it doesn't belong. So, anyway, I want to talk a little bit about, I talked a little bit about Christmas coming up. I'm hoping that all of you have learned a few Christmas songs or holiday songs related to whichever holiday you're celebrating coming up, but that you're able to, whenever you sit down with your family and friends this weekend and the next couple weeks, that you, whenever you get together, that you're able to sit down and play some songs, maybe even sing along, have some sing-along carols and such, or just, kind of what, something I've typically done is just throw a guitar on my knee and just play like chordal melodies of the songs. And so it's just kind of background music so we can all visit and everything, but it's there, I'm kind of having a good time and entertaining the bunch and that sort of thing. So, either way you go, I think it's really cool, but I think it's something nice. And I keep telling myself around, Halloween, right after Halloween to, I should get out my Christmas music and go through all that so that I have like a dozen or so Christmas songs that I'm really, really good at by the time, December rolls around. And I rarely do it. I think I've done it maybe once, maybe twice. And, right now, the only one I feel somewhat confident about is, What Child Is This? And then I'll just play it over and over and over again until the family's like, do you know anything else? So, and then I play something like Yesterday by the Beatles, which isn't the Christmas carol and is kind of a downer. It was one of my favorite songs, but and it's one of my favorites to play, but, maybe not appropriate for Christmas. Who knows? But, I'd hope that you have learned some Christmas songs or something in the future, that you want to do is start building that repertoire for the Christmas season, that you learn those songs and play those for your family and friends. So I'm hoping that you get some really cool guitar stuff for Christmas, whether it's accessories or strings or guitar cleaning products. Or if you are, if you have the means or your family has the means or whatever, that you get maybe a new guitar, an amp or something really cool like that, that would be really super cool. My wife bought me a pedal, a guitar pedal about 3 years ago or so. It was a really cool pedal. Did a lot of cool things. It was a overdrive and distortion and boost and everything. And it was recommended by a guitar buddy of mine for her to pick it. Said, hey, yeah, this is a really cool thing to get for him, because she was, wasn't sure about what to get me for Christmas. And when I opened up the box, I was like, oh, that's really cool. I unwrapped the present and said, oh, that's a really cool pedal. And actually, it was the newer Jekyll and Hyde from a couple years ago. Super cool pedal. And so I played with it a little bit and everything, and I had, I don't know how many distortion and overdrive pedals sitting on my board, and for a couple months it sat on my board and I never used it. And then so I finally got to the point where I was like, honey, I'm not using this. And she knew where I was going with this because I buy and sell and trade pedals all the time. There are only a few that I don't think will ever leave my pedal board. But yeah, I wound up selling that pedal and or trading it or something like that. Well, needless to say, she will not buy me another pedal. So maybe it was a lousy thing for me to do. I don't know. She still talks to me and loves me, but I guess that's what love is all about, I guess, is that forgiveness. You know, if I guess if you're buying for a guitar friend or for Christmas, but you know, something for them, I would certainly get them something that they wouldn't sell or wouldn't want to trade or something like that. Like whenever I get guitar strings or cleaning products or a cleaning cloth or some sort of a tool that I can use to work on a guitar. Yeah, those definitely stick around. As much as I have bought and sold guitars and amps and pedals over the years, I don't think it's safe, for me at least. But I don't know, you may be different. So I thought you might like that nice little anecdotal story about Christmas past. Yes, and my wife does still talk to me. When I started telling the story, she kind of chuckled. Yeah, my wife just said that she would indeed buy me another pedal, maybe someday, but it'd have to be one that she knows I'd want and wouldn't get rid of. And I said, ooh, the new Pog, the second version of the Pog that's programmable, that would be super cool to have because it does octave up and octave down, and then, what else? We basically can get organ sound out of it and all kinds of cool stuff. Yeah, that'd be a really cool pedal to have. I'd have to make room on my pedal board for it. I'd have to sell a pedal or something. Well, I'll talk a little bit more about guitars and Christmas for me. Way, way back when I was in junior high, I got my first electric guitar, and it was a Memphis. And it had had a cracked headstock right where right between the where the neck and the tuning pegs are, right there, right on that really thin spot. It was the neck was the headstock was angled back like a Les Paul is. It was a strap body, so it was a really odd looking guitar. But anyway, it had a broken neck, and somebody like epoxied it back together or whatever. Didn't use any kind of like dowel rods or any way to, you know, it wasn't properly repaired, and the wood on it was really not the best wood anyway. It was really, you know, it was a beginner guitar for back then. I don't think they were very good. Yeah, it wasn't a high quality instrument. Unlike today, you can get a beginner guitar, and it's going to be pretty sturdy, but this one wasn't. Anyway, I bought it for $25 off of a guy at school, and I played it. It wouldn't stay in tune for anything, but I played that thing and played it and played it and played it and played it until one day I knocked it over and broke the headstock again. And so then I just went back to playing my dad's acoustic that he told me never to play. but that's what I did. I just kept playing it. And that particular Christmas, I broke the headstock probably about 2 weeks before Christmas. And then Christmas morning, I got an Aria Pro 2 Stray Cat. And it was a Strat-like body with pointy horns. It was black, had two humbuckers in it, and a tone and a volume knob, and a toggle switch. And it was really nice. It was a whole lot better than that other guitar, and I played that thing like crazy. And it was funny how my guitar playing seemed to improve, like, overnight as soon as I got that guitar. But that was a pretty cool Christmas when I got that one. My first real solid body electric guitar, my first real guitar that was like really my guitar, a decent guitar. Now, I sold that guitar and got another. I mean, like about 2 years later, I sold that guitar and upgraded to a guitar that is now sitting in my basement that is kind of a Frankenstein guitar that I've modified several different times and ways, and it's just kind of, it is just what it is now. Anyway, the that for that that Stray Cat, that Aria Pro 2 Stray Cat guitar, it's still around in the area, and I know the guy who still has it, and if he were to ever want to come off of it, I'd be glad to buy it from him so that, you know, I'd love to have. There's certain guitars and amps that I've had over the years that they're kind of special, and that one I think is kind of special too because it was my first solid body electric, just like my first Marshall. If I can find the guy who has sold that Marshall to, I'd love to have that one back because it was my first Marshall. It was a great amp, great sounding amp. I was just hard up for money. I was in college, and you know, I had to pay rent, and I wasn't playing. It's just, gosh, I way I could get a bunch of money real quick. I'd just sell my amp, and I sold it fairly cheap too. It's insanely cheap, actually. And you know, it was an amp in a 412 cabinet. It wasn't a Marshall 412 cabinet, but still, it was a decent setup. And those two I'd really like to have back. There are several other guitars and amps over the years that I've had and I sold, and it'd be nice to have them, but it wouldn't be. I mean, just kind of like just to build the, you know, to build the family of guitars and amps, but they're you know, I can live without them easily. They're not really special in any way. I mean, there certainly are some others that I'm not mentioning here, but another silly Christmas story regarding guitars was I was 16 and it was Christmas morning and my sisters kept on opening presents over and over and over again. Like, my oldest sister would open a present, my next sister would open a present, and then the other one would, and then, you know, back again. And then I'd get to open up a present, and it was batteries. It was 9-volt batteries. I was like, "God, that's cool. I'm glad to have 9-volt batteries because, you know, my pedals use 9 volts. That's great, but okay." And then each sister opened up like two or three more packages, and going, "Okay, what's going on here?" And then I open up another package, and it's a pack of strings. Okay, you know. Yeah, that's cool. I like, you know, a pack of strings. That's really nice and all. But and then this went on again. My sisters each opened up a handful of packages, and I'm going, there's nothing left under the tree. I mean, how bad of a kid was I this year? I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I thought I was, oh man, what did I do? And they're all look, you know, just nonchalantly like nothing's going on. You know, whatever. Hey, you know. Merry Christmas, everybody. And I'm like getting ready to say, hey, what's going on here? And my dad walks out with a guitar case and sets it down in front of me. And I knew exactly what it was. Because for pretty much that whole summer before, I'd go to the guitar store and play this Takamine 12-string guitar over and over and over again, and I'd put it back on the rack, and it's like, man, it'd be nice to have that guitar, but you know, I didn't have the money right then or anything, and it was just kind of a pipe dream to me, and I just put it back, and anytime I'd show up, I'd grab that guitar and play. Anytime I'd go to the store, and I didn't think that I would ever actually get it, and so my mom went to the guitar store and told them that she was having a hard time finding something for me for Christmas. She was just about a year in remission from acute, I forget what the name of the proper name for her leukemia at the time, but it was a really heavy leukemia that pretty much almost kills most everybody that at that time, you know, we're talking about 25 years ago or so, that, you know, that it had a high morbidity rate. Anyway, so she was recovering from that and doing fairly well, but was having a hard time figuring out what to buy her 16-year-old son. Something led her to the guitar store, and then she asked the manager there. She's like, "Hey, what could I get? Is there something in particular that I can get Lauren for Christmas that he's had his eye on?" And my guitar teacher, Brian at the time, he pointed right at the guitar, right at that 12 string. He's like, "Every time he comes in here, he plays that. That's all he ever does. He comes in, he might look around at other stuff. That's the only guitar he picks up and plays. It's the only guitar he seems to have his eye on." And so Mom picked that up and bought it for me for Christmas. So that was, it was kind of a funny story about, you know, me not getting anything, and then it was that. But that guitar is pretty special because of what was going on at that time with my mom being sick, and then, you know, going that far and buying that guitar for me for Christmas. So, you know, I thank her, and I thank Brian for pointing that guitar out to her, saying, "Yeah, that guitar is one that he's really into." And it sure killed my fingers to play that thing, because I played it like crazy for the next few days until my fingers were raw. It's really, you know, it's a hard guitar to play. And now it's started to fold up, because, I mean, it's an older guitar, and that's a lot of pressure on her neck. But, yeah, the guitar started to fold up a little bit, and I thought about having the neck bolted or reset or something like that to make it a little better, but it would cost quite a little bit of money. So I just leave it in its case with tension off the strings, tension off the neck, I can't really play it a whole lot now, but it's one that's not going away. But I just thought I'd share some of the, you know, guitar experiences I've had over the years at Christmas, and I just hope that you have a really nice holiday season. So I know this isn't a normal episode of the Guitar Podcast, but I hope you enjoy it, and I really hope you have a Merry Christmas. With that, this is Lauren Hunt signing off for the Guitar Podcast.